Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. All of our podcasts are available on our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. If you miss anything in today's show, you can go back, listen to it for yourself, or better yet, get our app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store on your phone. There you can not only get all of our content, you can ask your questions for our upcoming Ask Ross segment. Welcome in, everybody. Bob Flounders and Andy Shea joining you in the studio to kick it off. We got a full hour of Penn State football for you, as always. Bob, how you doing?
Great. Enjoying the snow as we get ready for April. Thought we, just like last year, thought you were out of the woods.
Depressing.
And
depressing to me.
You get blasted in March, but
yeah, it was depressing to me. But we're not going to talk about the weather because weather is boring. But you went up to Pro Day. Did you enjoy it?
I did.
Did you? You know, like, without saying like, hey, what did you learn about? What kind of grabbed you when you were up there? What'd you enjoy? What stood out to you about? You know, they had 21 guys doing stuff, but what kind
of? Well, part of it was. Pro Day was a little bit mitigated because Penn State had so many players go to the combine and perform off the charts.
I mean,
most would agree it was probably the most successful combine that any school had. So as a result, you had a lot of guys that were sitting on numbers, or they didn't need to work out, or if they did work out, it was you know, can you imagine a Pro Day without a combine where Barkley's going to run, Gesicki's going to run,
right?
I mean,
vertical,
see Troy Apke run a 4.34, and right, just the Uznaza would have came out. So some of the air was out of the balloon, but that said, there were still a couple of players. What I really enjoyed about the combine is there's a lot of pressure that goes with the combine, Pro Day. There's a lot of pressure that goes with Pro Day if at the combine you choose not to do something.
Right.
So you're really, it's not all or nothing, but there's a lot of pressure on you, especially when it comes to the 40-yard dash if you have to run one. And Penn State had two guys run 40s, and it was, I think, you know, you're talking about the difference between a good 40 and a bad 40 is probably a significant amount of money. And Deshaun Hamilton delivered as he basically has, like, going back to like October in the Michigan game. That was really when he started to turn it around, and then he just delivered the rest of the year, carried it into the postseason with the Shrine Bowl, got an invite. I think a last-minute invite to the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, I got the Battlefield promotion.
Wowed it again, nailed it again, did great at the combine. And then he comes here, he's got to run a 40, and he ran two really good 40s. I think one was high 4.4s, one was low 4.5s. And Christian Campbell also did very well, I think, at Pro Day. But just to see that many Penn State guys running and that much interest from the scouts bodes very well, because I think it'll be a lot like that next year.
We're going to talk a little bit more about the combine in quarter number four of our show today, but I think Deshaun Hamilton just got himself paid handsomely. It was a process, but that was the capper. You could safely draft that kid in the second or third round now. And yeah, remember, Godwin went in the third round last year, and you were pretty sure Chris Godwin was a
second round?
Third round? Yes, trust
okay
me.
Third round. All right.
I know exactly where he went. I'm very happy about it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, looking at Deshaun Hamilton and having a favorite NFL team and watching the NFL, I'm like, you know, you're an NFL. Would you mind having Deshaun Hamilton on your NFL team? Would you be upset if they picked him in the third round, say, for example?
Yeah.
If your Cowboys picked Deshaun Hamilton and had a need at slot wide receiver, would you be unhappy if they drafted him?
Yeah, I think he could play outside, too.
Yeah, I think he can do a little bit of both. I mean, if you're looking at it from that perspective, I think it's got to be good. We're going to cap some more news and notes here in quarter one. Quarter two, we're going to finish off the 2018 recruiting rankings with Ross the Boss. Ross Tucker is going to join us for that. Your questions, his answers, Ask Ross's quarter three. And like I said, we're going to talk about the combine in quarter number four. So I want to ask you, where's the Lion? He was not at practice on Monday when Penn State opened up. It appears backup quarterback, part-time running back, part-time tight end, part-time slot wide receiver. That would be none other than Penn State's fan favorite, Tommy Stevens. He was absent from the opening of spring practice, and it caused quite an uproar, but he might be hurt. It's not like he's going to transfer next week.
Yeah.
He might be hurt, but he was not at practice, and it caused an uproar, which is kind of
typically when a player is not 100% and James Franklin knows there's going to be availability. It's not uncommon for that player not to be at practice, because if he is at practice hurt, then it becomes almost a bigger story. You don't know. You don't know why he wasn't there. I'll just point this out. I mean, a lot of people are wondering, but the when there was a media availability for weight training and the maxing day, and it was, I want to say, about 3 weeks ago, he was not there for that either, which leads me to believe that I had heard that maybe he might be a little dinged up. He might be a little hurt. Lends a little bit of credence to that. I still don't read too much into that. I think there was a concern that Tommy was probably going to transfer before the start of spring practice. So, I mean,
this is not an indicator that's going to happen.
He knows the offense.
Right.
He knows what he can do. Penn State knows what he can do. Is it really that much different? Juwan Johnson and DeAndre Tompkins, James Franklin pretty much said, they're going to be off limits in spring drills.
Yes.
Same with Trace. Tommy, I don't know how many – I don't know. You know, they need to take a look at Sean Clifford. The threat of Tommy leaving was very real before he was not present at the first day of spring practice. So – I think you got to let it play out. You got to let him graduate, and you're not going to know right now anyway.
Right.
So if he was at spring practice, I don't know that he'd be doing a lot. So.
And he has to, like, you know, Ross has been saying all along, he can't make a lateral move.
Sure.
And he's stuck in a difficult position where if he transfers, it's going to be because somebody has guaranteed him a starting job. Yeah. Otherwise, you're making a lateral move no matter where you go. So, all right.
I don't think this is going to be the last time we talk about Tommy.
No,
in this manner. But, like, you're right. I agree with Ross, and I think that you got to let it play out.
Right. And Tommy Stevens is different than the regular fan annoying backup quarterback talk where they like the other option. This is different for a lot of reasons. And, you know, but we are going to continue to talk about it. You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We are on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we've got you covered. Let's talk about Penn State in the safety position. Your number one concern on defense is position-wise, if I recall from last week.
It's 1 and 1A, the linebackers and the safeties. Right. And
Lamont Wade's moved to safety.
Lamont Wade, corner. And I think that's going to help. And I think that's also a little bit of foreshadowing that when you see the Penn State nickel out there, Lamont Wade, I think, should be one of those five guys. As far as safety goes,
Nick Scott's going to start.
I think that
let's
I don't.
Just, let's just say Nick Scott's,
I don't,
Nick Scott's going to start.
If I was, if there was a Vegas prop right now,
yep.
And I had a lot of money and said you could only make, would you go all in? On and if he stays healthy, is him being a starting? I would go all. I push all
I'm
of
in.
It in.
I mean, as well.
The coaching staff has always been a fan of Nick Scott's for a couple different reasons. Mm-hmm. The athleticism's always been there. When they asked him to move positions, he was very eager to do so. He played hard on special teams.
Captain of the special teams.
He's now a senior. I don't think there's a lot of off-field concerns with Nick Scott. I think he's a high-character guy.
He is.
So if you look at Troy Apke and what he was able to do last year, I think athletically, I think Nick Scott is every bit as athletic as Troy. The fact that they don't have a sure thing at safety lined up, I think one of the two starting safety spots has already been decided if Nick Scott's healthy, and I think that's good because now they can get him repped up. They can get him ready, and they just have to decide, hey, is Lamont Wade going to start? Is he going to be the nickel? What do we know about Aaron Monroe? Are any of the young guys Johnny Patrician. We'll see. James Franklin didn't mention him.
Right.
But Dwight Gall did. So I think one part of the equation has kind of been figured out.
I think that's a done deal. I think it's on a couple fronts. One is, you know, we're getting just a wee bit better at reading the James Franklin tea leaves because he's not going to change them. But Penn State's walk, it was about this time last year when I remember you saying, like, I'm telling you, Troy Apke's going to be one of the starting safeties. And we were like, but Penn State has walked this before where they're like, all right, we've identified the guy. We've walked, you know, position change, swap over.
Mm-hmm.
They've walked right down this path before. And they're like, we got a guy we like there. And it didn't hurt us. And it helped him and it helped us. Why not walk down the road again? I think they're going to walk right back down it. And overall, in the big picture, I think it's the best thing for Penn State because then it eliminates one of the question marks.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree.
Okay, so I want to get to Franklin's areas of concerns because I found them funny. He identified them. But you talked to Adam Brenneman the other day, you were saying? You ran
into him?
Yeah,
just a little Adam and Brenneman news. I know
he retired.
He retired. He last played at Penn State in 2014.
Right.
Retired from Penn State due to knee issues. The knee started to feel a little bit better. Transferred to UMass. Had a great year in 2016.
He had a great,
great year. Also had a very good year in 2017. Drew some praise, midseason All-American and some of those things. And, and then he invited to the Senior Bowl. Couldn't really go through any drills at the Senior Bowl, and then he didn't get the combine invite, and then
didn't make sense.
Then came the news that it was time to give it up, and just talking to him, and eventually I'm going to sit down with Adam and write something, and maybe who knows, maybe we'll have him on the podcast, who knows?
Yeah.
But just talking to him, just he's always been very, very upfront, and I would say this in case you were wondering about him, his career was really done, and he knew it. Early last fall, he knew that it had become such a maintenance issue with that knee,
right,
that moving forward, it was never going to get better. It was never going to stay the same. This knee
only going to get worse.
It was only going to get worse, and yep. The question became, did he want to go through the management with that knee, knowing it probably would hurt him long term, and also. Once the NFL teams got a hold of him and started really going over the issues with that knee, there were going to be red flags, flying everywhere. He made absolutely the best decision. He's a smart kid, great family, but absolutely is it a shame he didn't get to play, but terrific player.
Terrific talent. That knee injury he suffered at Penn State was serious.
Put it this way, he can't run right now.
Yeah.
He couldn't run right now if you asked him to.
He couldn't ask him to. All right, lastly, before we get out, Coach Franklin, as he kicked off spring practice, identified four areas of concern.
Yep.
Two of them were a field goal kicker and who's going to kick off. That was two of the four, which is fascinating to me. But the other two were two deep at middle linebacker. I would argue the entire two deep at the linebacker position is something that they need to work on. And I thought the fact that he brought up defensive tackle and said we need to go two deep, maybe even two and a half deep at defensive tackle was really revealing.
Yeah, didn't mention safety, which also bolsters the argument about Nick Scott. So
correct.
He said we know what we can expect from Robert Windsor at nose and Kevin Givens at the three technique, but we like to play five defensive tackles during the course of a game.
Right.
So he's like two and a half deep. They want to know who are the guys behind them and actually who's going to be the fifth guy, the swing guy. And I think they have the pieces there. Ross has mentioned an incoming freshman that he really likes, Mustafa.
Yep.
Could be one of them, could play right away. But yes, that's a big concern.
All right, that'll do it. Tucker State, we finish off the 2018 recruiting class with the top three coming up next.
Hey, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can. When you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.